today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Rich Harvest, Dusty Bones, Sunrise, Philip K. Dick, Guernica, Barley Wine, Sycamore or Doug Fir, Snowflake, Sally Mack's School of Dance, Scooby-Doo, Bigfoot. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rocking the Suburbs. How is everybody doing on this Thursday? Hope you're doing well. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to our show. We're going to have another episode of Perfect Pop today. And I really thank Scott Isom for getting this rolling. He had three in a row. Got me really excited to do a couple more Perfect Pop. So I'm going to take the opportunity to pop a couple out there for you. And of course, welcome anybody who, like Scott, wants to just get the Perfect Pop bug inside themselves, record some voice memos, send it in, and email that to rocketsuburbspod.com, or you can call up the Suburban Party Line.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
That number is 612-440-1984. And you can leave your choices there. We'd love to have them. I hope everybody enjoyed the episodes that Scott did as much as I. We heard about DOA. We heard about Guadalcanal Diary. And we heard about Operator Please. And today we're going to hear another one. I've got a Perfect Pop pick for you. But first, I got a little business to do. I want to tell you about Suburbs Fest Midwest. You've heard about it, I'm sure, if you're following us. I just want to make sure you're going to make your plans to be there. We'd love to have you in Rockford, Illinois, between June 20th and 22nd. Live music, live band karaoke, live podcast recording, beer, and of course, good vibes. We're going to be at Pig Minds Brewing in the Rockford suburb of McChesney Park, Illinois. And we have got a hotel room, a block of hotel rooms, I should say. We're not all staying in the same room. That'd be a little weird. $129 a night at the Riverview Inn and Suites, 700 Riverside Boulevard. Go to rockinthesuburbs.com/fest, and you will see a link there to the page. It looks like a very cool hotel in a nice location there in Rockford. There's plenty to do. So that's going to be fun. And I also want to remind you about April 2024 new music. Today is the 1st of May as you hear this, as we record this, that is. May be hearing it at a different time, in a different space, a different universe. Start getting your picks in. We've already got a few submissions. I appreciate those people who jumped on it early. Got a few more days to do that. We'll probably start the new music around the second or third week in May. So you want to get those in as soon as you can. We'll give you a deadline here in the next couple days as soon as we figure out the definitive schedule for our podcast for the month of May. All right, with that, I'm going to hit you with a little Perfect Pop today. And the song I'm going to choose is by a band called Blitzen Trapper. This is a band we played on the show, but not for a while now. It's been about 4 years or so since we've had a Blitzen Trapper track on here, maybe a little bit less. But I want to tell you that they're an excellent band. And the album I'm going to pick from is 2007's Wild Mountain Nation, the third studio album from Blitzen Trapper. It was released on the Sub Pop label, followed their 2004 album Field Rex, and prior to their 2008 album Fur. And the song that on this one that I think is perfect is the second to last track on the album, the penultimate track, called Country Caravan. That's right, folks. I love this tune. It's got that sort of cosmic American country feel to it. The magic that came from Graham Parsons when he began to mix up all these different elements and the burritos and the birds and all these things on his solo work. But it's also got the uniformity of some classic country with a little cool steel guitar that floats in and out. The song was written by Eric Early, and the lyrics are just that kind of magical potion that puts together some kind of trip, some kind of moonlight drive, some kind of river float, some kind of backwoods hike, some kind of dirt bike race, some kind of 10-speed downhill cruising in a big wheel, going over a ramp, some kind of day by a lake, or some kind of stroll along a meadow with a swamp and a river nearby and a nice place to make your camp. That's right, the Country Caravan. Everybody get on board. It's like a medicine show, but also like a slackers convention, and everything is everything inside of it, if that makes sense. I just love this track. One thing I really like about it, too, is that it's such a cool song. You can put it on mix CDs or playlists, and it fits so nicely with all kinds of different music, either before it or after it, and I love it. It's 2 minutes and 4 seconds of pure magic. It's one of those ones you just keep rewinding and playing over and over. I remember when I got this CD, somehow I got stuck on this track. I don't know if I even got to the last song, Badger's Black Brigade, because I kept rewinding it and re-listening to Country Caravan again. It's such a great song, and it's a nice song, as Scott would say, and it's definitely perfect pop. So I am going to nominate Country Caravan by Blitz and Trapper from the year 2007. And we're going to put that in the Perfect Pop Pantheon Hall of Fame location, along with the 30 tracks that Scott selected earlier this week. And I'm going to have one more for you tomorrow to wrap up the week. So we got 5 new entries into the Perfect Pop Pantheon this week. And again, if you want to add to that, we'd love to have you send in some picks. If there's a song that's particularly got you rolling, then it's the thing to do is call us up, leave a message, send in an email, and we will get it into the Perfect Pop Pantheon. That is for sure. All right, with that, let's hear that magical tune right now as we go out. I am Patrick Foster on behalf of Jim Linehan. I will talk to you tomorrow with another Perfect Pop on Rockin' the Suburbs. We'll talk to you guys then. Everybody get on board. It's like a medicine show, but also like a slackers convention.